WMFO in Medford. This is Sky Bar. The show is called Rising. It's a song by Social Distortion. That was Social Distortion. The song was called Reach for the Sky. That was the first song I played on air about 5.5 years ago. It was a little winded starting out this show. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm third flight, three flights up to the station. And it was a little rush, so I kind of bolted up them. I'm getting a little too old for that. We need an elevator in this building. I'm going to play something by Sarah Shook, who has a show at Atwood's on November 18th. I've seen her quite a few times. Should be a good one. Sold out the past couple times she's been around, so it's something off her CD, Years.
Never claim to be anything other. cigars in his blue underwear. We danced on the roof, we ate off the floor, and when it was over, I left him for more. My Magdalena, here we go. She's my Magdalena, she's my Magdalena. It's it, she's my Magdalena. Suddenly floating and flying through the night. Oh, would I really want to leave forever? Mysteries grow few and far between. And in the end, there's only one. The smallest clue would be a revelation. When I was young, I longed to know what lies beyond the veil. If my mind could only see it, but as I come closer, it whispers. Excitement turns to fear and dread. Something I prayed for once denied. So many times I thought this was what I wanted. Now it's here, I don't know what to think. This isn't how I thought I'd feel. The decades now seem a fleeting moment. When I was young, I longed to know what lies beyond the veil. If my mind could only see it. But as I come closer, it whispers, I don't wanna tell the things that it says in my dreams.
That was Tiger Army with their new release called Retro Future. The song was Beyond the Veil. Tiger Army I discovered about, I would say, two, three years ago on a site called Interpunk. I knew nothing about them. I just knew what I read. So I got their CD back then. And a lot of times that doesn't work out because I don't really hear the music. And I say, wow, that's pretty bad. But I like that a lot. And so this is their newest stuff, called, as I said, called Retro Future. I don't think they're touring around here, but it's a pretty good CD. Before that, we had the Bouncing Souls with 1989 off their new EP, Crucial Moments. Little Billy Lost, Magdalena. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, The Bottle Never Lets Me Down. It's 816 WMFO in Medford. This is something by a band called Mono in Stereo.
Highway 213 won't take us there. But it'll get us close to where we're headed. It's a quarter to nine and the truck stop drops wear off. But the session ahead to take us to someplace else. Small talk's fine, but there's not been singing it at all. I got a sneaking suspicion that I'm screaming at a wall.
conversation is going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. Cause this conversation, it's nowhere.
Show me all the love, bad behavior. I'm still waiting. comes a time when you look up to the sky and ask why do my favorite songs always make me cry. And am I losing my sanity, I've nothing to lose, so please let me be. I've got a firm grip and strong roots like a tree. Deep in reality, I won't let you go.
right, let me tell you what we played there. Played a few songs. The last thing you heard was Lagwagon with a song called Ginny. Off their new CD, Railer, Bad Religion with My Sanity, off of Age of Unreason. Local band, The Galley US, with their newest single, Gimme Gimme. Carissa Johnson, The Cure-Alls, So Far So Good. We're going to be talking about her in a minute. And Mono and Stereo with The Conversation. I have Mike Stewart here with me. And he just happened to drop in.
But yep.
While we got him here, we might as well, they got a little something going on this Saturday.
Okay,
this Saturday,
something right? Very important going on this Saturday. Excuse me.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, this is going to be the second WMFO Live Day. And what we're doing is we're promoting and featuring all the local talent. And it's a two-tier thing. We are featuring the college, this great radio station we hear. Me and Skybar were talking off air about what's going on with a lot of college radio, how this runs at them by other college professional stations who have already absorbed. There's two of them who have absorbed several stations and religious radio. So me and a bunch of people here, like Mike Newman and a lot of the Saturday people and people like Skybar, we realize how great this station and how vital it is. And we have had a situation that we want the students involved because they're going to be part of the live day and they're going to have their bands. We want to feature the station. We want to show people how great you are. We are a top-tier Boston College station. Also, we have great, great local talent here. As you mentioned,
yep.
Carissa Johnson. You'll have to excuse me.
That's right. You didn't know you were coming on.
I have the post-nasal drip thing.
I just kind of threw him on. I saw Mike in the building. I said, well, while you're here, I know we have this thing going on Saturday. Why don't you talk a few minutes about it?
Well, here we go. Last spring we did it. It was kind of an experiment. We had conversations with the exec board here. They said, okay, we will take the day. We will cut out a block. We will run it, and then you guys basically fill in all the blanks. What we did in the spring is going to be what we're doing now is a bigger version we did in the spring. Also,
right.
We had a second one. I did the WMWM Acoustic Live Day. We tried something with some timing and see how that went and some engineering things. So, excuse me. So when we do this one, we're going to really jam it pack. It's going to be the first 2 hours. The first hour is going to be a songwriter circle. The second is going to be a songwriter circle. And then we're going to go Studio D, Studio A, all the way to 6 o'clock. We're going to have acoustic acts in here. We're going to have a little PA in here to enhance the sound.
Yep.
We're going to have engineers running Studio D like they do on the town.
Right.
It's going to be 30-minute sets for the acoustics in here and 40 minutes in Studio D. And then at 6 o'clock, the students take over. And right now, they're probably going to go 9-ish, maybe 9:30,
yeah.
10. You know, it's their first time doing
yep.
it, so, you know, they're getting their feet wet in this. I would tell anybody, if you're a fan of local live music, whether it's rock and roll or folk or whatever the genre,
yeah.
Tune in, and we're going to be going full blazes, great music,
yep.
several hours, 12-plus hours.
A lot of work went into this and that you put into it, so it's
yeah.
a hell of a compliment on that, hell of a job getting, because I know it's hard to get, I don't know how many acts there are, but yeah. getting them all lined up
same day. You can see the thing here, I can't see.
Yeah, I can't neither one of us can really read
but,
it.
But I mean, there's going to be people. like Carissa Johnson, the Cast
yeah.
Irons, Bad
yeah.
Marriage. Let me tell you about Bad Marriage. They had just come off a tour with Tesla. They've toured with other bands. This will probably maybe be their last college live performance. We have
yeah.
Carlin Ashley. We have Randy Black.
Is he State of the Union there?
State of the Union. They kill it. They kill it.
Oh, I just caught them at that. What's the new place in Roslindale?
Square Root.
I just saw them at the Square Root with Watts. And
yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
I've been there once.
Cool
and
it's a hall to get out there.
It's kind of like a coffee house.
It's more of a cafe.
Yeah,
right, But I thought it was cool, all the windows.
Yeah.
And, it was kind of cool.
If you go there Friday, you'll see me sit in with the little Billy Ost.
See that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. It's a segue into that.
Yeah.
But I just saw State of the Union there. You know all about them. Yeah, they're
a
great band.
I mean, we got
Sarah Levesque, who plays out a lot.
Yep. I mean, it's still a lineup. Some of the veteran musicians in town go, this is great. And like
lineup.
I said, it's not to put a feather in our cap, my cap, or
yeah,
Mike's cap, or
artists.
Your cap. We've got a great local scene. We have a great radio station. We want to stay relevant. I mean, we are up airwaves-wise against two professionally run WMB and WRS. They're run by professionals. They're paid professionals with playlists, with consultants. And we still, a couple years ago, we were the number two station.
Believe it or not. Yeah,
You know, I mean, it's like people like us.
Well, it's because of the people we bring in and the music we play and the people that we get to want to come on. MFO is pretty well respected, I think, amongst the local musicians.
A couple bands like the Atlantics came through here and a couple other bands. And DJs have come through here, like some other Boston station went on to pro radio back in the 70s and 80s. So we, you know, we're a great station and we want to really, you know, showcase it.
Yeah.
So like I said, it isn't about us. It's a day about WMFO and the local music scene.
Yeah.
I hope everybody turns in, you know, it's only, you're going to miss your regular programming, but we're going to give you something really good. And the next week, your regular DJs will be back and they'll be doing all the great stuff they do.
Right. All right. So tune in. This Saturday.
Starting at 8 o'clock.
I'm going to try to get by for some of it. We'll see if I can squeeze out of work.
Remember, we web stream WMFO.org, 91.5 FM. See you then.
All right, Mikey, thanks. Yeah. I'm going to play something by, speaking of local music, this is new stuff by John Pauhida.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
All right, WMFO in Medford. We just played, we're talking about State of the Union, being at the MFO Live Day this Saturday. Just played a song by them, Small Town Hero, Indonesian Junk, City Lights. That is a rumba release. John Paul Hyde International Airport, his newest. The main event was the name of the song off The Bad Pilot. It's 8:47. I'll be back one more time to say see ya, but this is something by the Stiff Little Fingers.
Finally, you in the ashes.
All right, that was the Downhalls with a song called Green off the Thanks, the Friendsgiving demo. That was from last year. We keep hearing they're going to put some new songs out. Hopefully they will, because I like that band a lot. Vanessa Silberman with Don't off her Brighter in Bloom EP. Stiff Little Fingers, My Dark Places off of No Going Back. It's 8:57 WMFO in Medford. You've been listening to Rising with Skybar. Played a lot of lively kind of rocking tunes. We're going to close with something a little bit on the mellow side by a guy named Steve Earle, who I've been a fan of for a long time. This is the first song I heard from him. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off from about San Antonio with a radio blastin' and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Salma Town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar town. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking into Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rise, I'll make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.